One Anchorage representative has pre-filed legislation to stop a common car dealer practice that he says has no basis other than pure profit for the dealer. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Democrat Les Guerra wants to prohibit a common fee tacked on to the majority of dealer-purchased cars.
Car dealers should be able to charge whatever they need to charge, but that should be in the price they negotiate. We want to stop them from adding the so-called dock fee.
Guerra says the documentation, or dock fee, if charged, arises after the car price is fixed and the paperwork is being done. It then appears in a bundle of additional costs.
Most dealers will then add what they call a dock fee, title, and registration. Title and registration, those are government fees that nobody's making a profit off. They just do the title and registration fee for you. Many consumers think that the dock fee is an official government fee. It's nothing. It's just a made-up name that is additional profit.
Guerra's bill came about after he was contacted in December by Matt Wallace, executive director of Alaska Public Interest Research Group. Wallace sent the legislator the initial results of a study on car dealer fees.
We're in the midst of a survey of, you know, many car dealers in Alaska, but of the results so far, the vast majority do charge these document fees.
The initial results show that most of the dealerships listed were in Anchorage, with three in Wasilla and Palmer. Of the total 24 auto sales businesses contacted, 18 had document fees. Wallace questioned the fee amounts and the notification procedures.
Car dealers will say it's for overhead and the cost of essentially doing the paperwork that's required to process the transaction. But in our initial survey, you know, we found that these fees in Alaska are usually $200, sometimes $300. That's definitely, we would argue, probably not what it costs to file a couple of forms for the buyer of the car. And moreover, if it is overhead or if it's a part of the dealer's cost of doing business, that should be reflected in the final price of the vehicle, not sort of snuck in at the closing table in the back end in the fine print.
Calvin Worthington, CEO and president of Cal Worthington Ford, says at least at his dealership, dock fees are openly exhibited.
It's a fully disclosed number that we make public on all of our advertisement that is written on every car.
According to the research group, the Ford dealership's dock fee is $199. Worthington says that amount reflects the company's expenses.
It's basically a document preparation fee. It's all of the costs that are involved in everything that's used to pull the deal. There's costs from pulling the credit. We have an office staff of 7 people that all they do is process deals, process DMV. There's a lot of hidden costs that the dealership bears.
He adds the dock fee itself is non-negotiable.
We charge the dock fee on every deal, but sometimes we'll negotiate, go, okay, if you really are opposed to paying this dock fee, maybe we can take $200 off the car, but it's still the dock fee gets charged.
If at Worthington the dock fee is non-negotiable, that's not necessarily the case at other dealerships. In the Alaska Public Interest Research Group initial results, one dealership commented, quote, "It's a negotiable fee. We'll probably waive it to make a deal." And although almost all the dealerships said everyone charges a documentation fee, that's not accurate. The group survey did show those half dozen who did not, and one local auto sales business, not in the survey, uses dock fees as an advertising positive, at least in reverse. Its website proclaims, "Check us out. We have no dock fees." In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.